It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
As a modern society, we are faced with chronic diseases such as heart disease, obesity, cancer, diabetes, and the list goes on. Well, my next guest offers a compelling new approach to solving the cause of these diseases and other health problems. He is nationally recognized board certified clinical nutritionist and author of the book Cracking the Metabolic Code. Please welcome my guest, Dr. Jim Laval. Hey.
Hello. Hey, how are you?
Really good, really good. Dr. Laval, please explain to the listeners why you feel like doctors providing a pill, you know, to us really is not the answer when we're really sick.
Well, I think the big thing that I know in fact, this weekend I'm teaching a group of physicians how to look at people from a metabolic or systems biology approach, which means, you know, you don't want to give a pill for every, say, my blood pressure's up, I need a pill. I'm aching, I need something for my aches. Sometimes there's a common theme or common biochemical pathways in your body that you can identify. For example, I'm under stress, my cortisol levels are high, and when my cortisol levels are high, I can disrupt my digestion, I can create aches and pains, and I can also cause my blood pressure to go up. So why not look for the cause of the problem in a metabolic network approach? So that you begin to really start to wipe out symptoms as you're really correcting metabolism.
You know, can you give our listeners an actual description or a definition of metabolism? A lot of people understand it has to do with your energy and how your body runs, you know, if it's fast or slower.
Right.
Some people say, I've got a fast metabolism. Can you explain that, please?
Well, I mean, I take a different view on what metabolism means to me, and in teaching as a clinical pharmacologist, I really believe that your metabolism is the sum total of all the biochemical reactions that have went on from the time you were gestated in your mother's womb to today. Mm-hmm. That creates your health. That's your health. It's your genome to your epigenome to who you are today. And your metabolism is the sum total of all the metabolic reactions going in your body today, right now, that is generating where your health is today and where your future health or health risk will be tomorrow. So your metabolism dictates how inflamed you are. So how much, you know, is your C-reactive protein high in your bloodstream? What's your lipid panel look like? Are you insulin resistant? Are you throwing out any other inflammatory compounds? Are your hormones skewing? All of your metabolism is driven by all of these reactions that are going on, and casting a wide net to understand that allows you to start to then take a global position on your body, meaning, hey, it's a one body metabolism. It's a whole body chemistry approach so that everything is related. You don't know whether the liver or the kidneys or the lymph or the pancreas, you know, all these organs are communicating with each other simultaneously. So we have to take snapshots of our metabolic output and understand where we're at now and where it's going to lead us.
I love exactly what you're talking about, because what you're saying is, you know, we can find out early on if something's going on by looking at our blood results. You know, the laboratories that everyone gets once a year from the doctor. But more often than not, Dr. Laval, the doctor does not integrate it all together, as you are saying. What we're asking the listeners to do is to be proactive and learn everything about their body in different areas, the different organs, the functioning, and the systems, because they all work together. Isn't that correct?
That's exactly right. In fact, my last book was Your Blood Never Lies, and it was just that. It was teaching people that, you know what, for every point your blood sugar is above 84, it represents a 6% risk of you being a future diabetic. So people that will walk into the doctor's office have a 93 or a 94, or let's call it a 96 blood sugar, they have a 66% chance at 96 that they're going to have diabetes in the next decade. People need to understand the trends in their blood and not simply wait until their doctor says, oh, you've done it now. Now there's a disease. I can diagnose it. The numbers are bad enough in your blood that we can put a label on you. Learn your blood values. Learn what you have to do for your lifestyle. Learn what natural nutrients you can use to turn back those numbers. And now you're really starting to achieve what's a true prevention strategy, maintaining optimal both emotional symptom quality of life aspects to your being, as well as targeting your labs that are shifting out of balance.
I love that you're talking about the labs. Please give us the name of your book again for the blood labs.
The blood labs is Your Blood Never Lies.
Great name. The blood never lies. I do a lot of blood. I mean, I go into detail, and you know, there's one blood test that I can't even tell you. 9 out of 10 times, my patients bring in their labs from their internist, and they never check it. And it's the hemoglobin A1C. Never.
Right.
You know, people are now just starting to do the vitamin D, right? Checking for vitamin D levels. But gosh, when it comes to the hemoglobin A1C, which is so important to tell you what's going on in the last 3 months of your blood sugar. Do you see that too?
I recommend hemoglobin A1Cs all the time, and I like to look at them with glucose and insulin values. And then as a secondary note, noticing that the whole body works together, I look at red blood cell magnesium and serum potassium, because when you're insulin resistant and your hemoglobin A1C is high, you start to spill your magnesium and spill your potassium, and you retain sodium, and that's the effect of insulin. So I like to kind of look at that core number and then go, okay, how bad is it messed up other areas of the metabolism? And I'll tell you something. In my talk that I've had this weekend, I'm teaching 3 days physicians, 8 hours a day. Out of 25 physicians in the room, all interested in nutritional medicine, only 4 of them knew their blood sugar.
Wow. That's kind of sad when you think about it, because, you know, doctors should definitely be doing their own medicine, being part of that. Wow, thanks. You know what? That's an eye opener for you right there. You know what? I wanted
to
talk to
you. Well, I brought it. I have to mention, I did bring a glucometer and made everybody test their blood sugar.
Good for you. They probably, some people are like scared of little needles. You know, you talk about that there are 9 key factors to creating a healthy vitality and a healthy life, and one that's, of course, free of disease. Can we review some of those 9 key factors?
Oh, sure. So, yeah, one of the big ones is, of course, adrenal function and how your body responds to stress, because, you know, we get under chronic stress, and chronic stress drives your blood sugar up. It makes your blood lipids get altered. It starts to dissolve the neurons in your brain. Literally, you lose brain neurogenesis. You can't bud neurons, and therefore your short-term memory starts to go. The hippocampus shrinks. It has untold effects. It starts to lower your thyroid, so adrenal function. Mm. And obviously, it makes you feel stressed and worn out. And then thyroid health. The thyroid hormone is what dictates how all your receptors in your body open up. And when your thyroid's sluggish, you'll feel sluggish. And the other one, of course, is blood sugar. I mentioned it. And probably one of the most important is gut health, and really understanding the issues around leaky gut, the development of food intolerances, the development of immune activation, where people are ending up with autoimmune disorders because their gut is leaky, because they're reacting to foods. These are the big areas. And then obviously the other ones, I know we only have a few minutes, but liver detoxification is important, you know, incredibly, as is kidney detoxification, as is diet. So teaching people to eat a low glycemic, low diet, and to be able to, you know, watch the gluten, watch the dairy, find out what foods you're sensitive to, personalize your diet so that it works for you. Those are some of the key factors.
Great, great information. You know, I want to make sure that everyone learns more about your book, Cracking the Metabolic Code. And everyone, you can go to his website, kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com. And there you'll find a lot more information about healthy living, about his book, Cracking the Metabolic Code. There's also going to be a link on my Wellness for Life show page on Radio MD. Until next time, this is Dr. Suzanne Bennett sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Stay well, everyone!